Second hour of our show getting underway here at Sewell Thomas Stadium. We're broadcasting live from the right field terrace, the Sarah Patterson Champions Plaza, just on the other side in this great setup for Alabama baseball, part of the, again, the Champions Plaza, and a great setting for baseball tonight. Pretty fun for our radio show today. Huge thanks to Mitch Gaspard and his assistants, Andy Phillips, Dax Norris, for taking time to come by and join us as we broadcast live today. We are giving away some T-shirts and some koozies. Also, the folks here at University of Alabama Athletic Marketing has been terrific to us. They've provided pizzas and drinks, and a lot of people have come by to enjoy a little lunch and spend some time with us. Hope you'll do so as well. It's a beautiful day, obviously, and we hope that you will come and join us. Of course, if you've been here, you know that the setting is right next to Coleman Coliseum and also right next to the Malmore Athletic Complex here on the University of Alabama campus. The Malmore Memorial Tournament is coming up here in just a matter of weeks. It benefits the Boys and Girls Clubs of West Alabama, an organization that I'm very proud to be a part of, and our president, Tony Bush, joining us here from the terrace. I knew it wouldn't take much to get you to come out and join me. You've always been
great. Place.
You've always been very gracious with the time. Anytime you have a chance to talk about the club, I know you do so. But when I told you where we're going to be, I kind of laughed as I hit send. I knew what the answer would be.
Yeah, great place. I love this. This is awesome.
You hadn't been up here. I did. I brought you by one day to see.
Yeah, I came around and looked, but there's a big difference in looking over it and then coming and sitting in and enjoying being on the radio with you.
Well, and it's not a bad studio. If we could make it seems perfect right now, then I think about, you know, it does rain on occasion, so maybe not. But today it's fantastic, and we have got the fingers crossed
Weather
similar. If we could bottle this and move it forward to May 8th and 9th, we would love to have it as the tournament is coming up. And Coach Moore's family gracious enough to allow the Boys and Girls Clubs of West Alabama to keep his name on the tournament so we can continue to honor and pay tribute to Coach. But as you and I have talked about on this show before, he was such a huge part of helping with what we do at the club.
Absolutely. It was a good tournament before he got involved, but once he got involved, it became a great tournament. It more than tripled in revenues for Boys and Girls Clubs, and the participation was – it's unreal how big it's gotten for our organization, but I think also for West Alabama. Coach Moore was just an integral part of making it as big as it is. And we, you know, this tournament's known all over the Southeast. You know this with Boys and Girls Clubs. There are clubs all over the country, and especially clubs all over the Southeast that call regularly and say, okay, now tell us what you do to raise $200,000 in a golf tournament. So
right.
A lot of people have golf tournaments and they raise $20,000 or $30,000 and and that's a good year for them. But Coach Moore getting involved just took ours to a whole different level.
And once we lost him, and you lose what he meant from a personal standpoint, the university had to find somebody to take his spot. Bill Battle was able to fill that role, even though you never fully replaced Coach Moore, understandably,
right.
And we were in the same position. But the president, University of Alabama, Judy Bonner, kind enough to serve as our host for the Malmore Memorial Tournament now.
Absolutely. And, you know, Dr. Witt was a big part of getting that done. Dr. Witt's been a longtime supporter of Boys and Girls Clubs, and he went to Dr. Bonner and explained the situation, and she jumped in with both feet. You know, she's done a lot of things like Coach Moore did, just jumped in and said, hey, I'll make some phone calls, I'll write some letters, and the president's cabinet is heavily involved this year. So grateful to them and to Dr. Bonner for what they're doing to kind of fill those big shoes for a little while anyway.
The event is, as I said, May 8th and 9th at North River, as it has been for a number of years, and they're forgive me if I'm going the wrong way with this, but I think there are still some spots available.
There are a few spots.
Not many. I know that's the great thing about it is that we can always use additional sponsors.
Right.
And right now we are still looking for a few more golfers, but that's rare that we've still got spots open this
week. Well, you know, we're a month out, and there are four or five spots left. You know, we can fill seven or eight spots, but Mary gets really, really ugly at me when we oversell the teams. It makes the day a little longer. You know how golf tournaments are.
Sure.
But, yeah, we've got four or five spots left for teams, and obviously any kind of sponsorships that you'd like to do, we can work those in also.
It's a tournament, and I know you and I have had this conversation before, but it was the Malmore Charity Golf Tournament. And now the Malmore Memorial, and it's kind of a, oh, by the way, benefiting the Boys and Girls Clubs of West Alabama. Having the name of Coach Moore so prominent was huge, but the impact for the club itself, you alluded to this, even though the name may not be prominently mentioned in the tournament, it is a huge part of what we do over the course of the year for so many kids, and I want you to talk about that part of it, the kids that are impacted on a daily basis at our really three clubs in West Alabama.
Yeah, Chris, this is probably 30% of our revenues for the year, this golf tournament. And, you know, that's a huge chunk for us. And the kids that we're dealing with right now, we've just crunched all the numbers that we've had to crunch for last year. We served over 718 kids a year last year. And on a daily basis, we were probably serving in the 350 range at some time, either at the club here in Tuscaloosa, the club in Greensboro, the club in Akron, and some of the other programs that we were doing, ancillary to regular club days. But it's a big impact. I think Boys and Girls Clubs has a big impact here in Tuscaloosa. You know, 215 kids a day after school, and then 300 kids a day during the summer. That's a big group of kids that would be somewhere else if they weren't at the Boys and Girls Club. And you know as well as I do, some of those things they'd be doing aren't all that good.
Right. Tony Bush, who is the president of the Boys and Girls Clubs of West Alabama, joining us talking about we've been talking about the Malmore Memorial Tournament, May 8th and 9th, and we're going to give you information about how you can still participate as a player or as a sponsor in just a moment. But I do want to go back to the club itself and what takes place. With all those kids, it's not just a place for them to be dropped off and okay, we're gonna go play basketball with them or shoot pool or ping pong until you're able to come pick them
up. Absolutely not. You know, there was a time when that's what Boys and Girls Clubs were all about. It just gave the kids somewhere to go and be kids, and we still are that. But there's so much more. You know, we've got a fully equipped computer lab, 20 computers, all internet accessible. We have a reading lab. We call it the STAR Lab, Success Through Accelerated Reading, for those kids who are struggling in reading. Can get one-on-one time in a large number of curriculums that, you know, sooner or later we can find one that every child will respond to.
Right.
And we help them individually with their reading, because you know as well as I do, if you struggle with reading, you're going to struggle with education, period. So we make it a point to help every child that walks in those doors with their reading if they need help. There's also a library. They go and do their homework every day. Arts and crafts, all types of mentoring opportunities and things like that. So it's more than somewhere for them just to go be dropped off. It really is somewhere that a lot of these kids get a life-changing experience.
The Malmore Memorial Tournament set to take place May 8th and 9th at North River, the Randall Riley Charity Auction, set for Thursday night, May 8th, there at the Yacht Club. And there's always some great, fantastic auction items and packages and things that we're still working on, but there are a number that are already
and there are things that you can't get anywhere else.
Yeah.
I mean, we make it a point to put together packages that nobody else is going to have because of some connection we've got, you know, with you and with the athletic department. There's some and with Coach Grant, you know, there's some really cool things that you can buy at our auctions you can't buy anywhere else. So Bring your checkbook and come out to the auction, if nothing else.
We're going to go ahead and give you the information. Contact Mary at the Boys and Girls Clubs of West Alabama, 553-3819, 553-3819. I know a lot of you that may have been kind enough to listen to the show for a while. You know the email address, chrisstewartshow@yahoo.com. I can give you more information there as well. But Mary, who really runs the tournament for us, 553-3819 is her number for sponsorship information, or if you'd like to put a team together and participate, or if you've got something you want to learn about our auction or something you'd like to donate, it's not too late for that. Tony, thanks. Always
thanks,
appreciate you, man. Thanks for coming by and visiting here today.
I appreciate you fitting me in between all the coaches. Makes me feel good.
We put you in a very good spot right after the baseball staff and right before Sarah Patterson joins us.
Exactly. Everybody needs a little lull in the action, right?
not a lull, man. I needed to keep the momentum going. That's why we brought you in. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris.
Tony Bush, who is the president of the Boys and Girls Clubs of West Alabama, the Malmore Memorial Tournament, set for May 8th and 9th at North River. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to be talking with the legendary head coach of Alabama Gymnastics, Sarah Patterson, joining us as we broadcast live from the Wright Field Terrace right next to the Sarah Patterson Champions Plaza. It's here at Sewell-Thomas Stadium.